Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles, also called Talk to a Pastor. I used to call it Talk to a Pastor, but now I call it Shedding Shackles because that's what we need to do, is shed the shackles of the past that bind us and keep us down. Keep us down. What you need to do is to rise up and soar. Soar like a bird. It's possible, you know. It's never too late to become the you were meant to be. I saw that the other day as a beautiful little quote, I think from George Eliot, I believe. It's never too late to become the you were meant to be. But see, you don't know the you. You don't know the you were meant to be. You don't know the you that your mom was meant to be or your dad was meant to be. So there's a tragic element to there's a tragic element to life, but it doesn't have to be that way. But it is now because people have not found the secret to breaking free. Okay? And so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Now, let's talk about stress, because that's your problem right now. Stress. And things stress you because you are reacting to them. You are reacting and overreacting to everything on the outside. What people say, what they do, the way they look at you, what happens. Everything you react to. And that is it's a fallen life. And it's a life of losing energy. It's a life of becoming fatigued. It's a life of becoming tense and nervous and frustrated. There has to be another way of living, a way of living that's not that way. And that's what I would like to make you aware of, and perhaps find. You see, Christ spoke of another life, didn't he? In fact, this whole thing about being born again, it really does mean a lot more than it says. See, people say it. See, but people say a lot of things, don't they? They say, oh, I love you, I love you. But a lot of times when they say that, they don't really love you, or they think they love you, and then later on they betray you. Or it's a fleeting emotion and it's gone. So people say a lot of things that they don't really mean or they don't understand. And so they say, oh, born again. But you know, there is a born again, but it has a lot more meaning than people realize. See, the life that you know now is a fallen life. And it you share it with animals. In other words, animals react. They become energized. They're stimulated or alarmed or excited. And that way they're energized. They become tense. And then there's some kind of a discharge. Some kind of a discharge. They run or they fight. And that's their life. That's all they know. And it's not wrong, because that's the way animals are. But humans are not supposed to live that way. Humans are supposed to live a completely different kind of a life, a higher life. A life that's not bent on stimulation and excitation and tension and discharge and fatigue. See, where does that life lead to? It leads to death, doesn't it? Because every time you become stimulated and every time you discharge your emotions in anger or excitement or frustration or work it off, sublimated into work or exercise or something, see, you give up a little bit of energy. And the energy that you give up is not for a good purpose. It doesn't help you to be... See, you need every ounce of energy. Every moment of your life and every ounce of energy you need in order to find the secret to life, to find the secret door, to find what the Christians call salvation. And so you don't want to be wasting your time and wasting your life and wasting your energy. So when we come back from this very important announcement, I will share more about this with you. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external teas. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I've been around for 27 years now. And I'm trying to share something with you that is very important. We're talking about a life that is not dependent upon struggle and dependent upon excitement and anger and being aroused in an animal sort of way. Now, I said earlier that that life of tension and release, arousal and discharge, tension, fatigue. Well, that's perfectly normal for animals, but not for humans. You probably noticed that. You probably noticed it. What's good for animals eventually brings people down. People begin to deteriorate somehow, don't they? And so what is this higher life? Well, it's a life that's based upon what? It's a life that's based upon not reacting. A life that's based upon patience. And how can you not react? Because you have patience. And how can you have patience? Only if you have faith. But faith in what? You have to have faith in what you know in your heart. Faith in what you know in your heart. Okay? And your faith in that, and your willingness to carry through with it, then gives you patience. And the other thing that it gives you is vision. See, it's a package deal. See, God communicates with humans. What is that? How are humans supposed to function? By what we memorize, what we find in a book, or by what somebody said? Well, of course not. You know that. How many times when you were a child did your parents talk at you instead of to you? They said what they heard or what someone else said, you see, and no matter how nice it was, maybe they heard it in church, okay? And so that's what they said, but you know what? It rang false. It wasn't fresh. It wasn't alive, see? But a person who is connected to that inner ground of good, to that inner source from God, which we call intuition. A person who is connected to that flows from it. And instead of reaching into his intellect to try to come up with something clever to impress people, or to put them down, or to shut them up, or to wow them, or to get rid of them, see? Instead of that, that person makes a silent, their soul makes a silent inquiry. And then from the heart, something good comes forth. Okay? And even if nothing comes forth, The person who stands there, and you can see that he's searching for the right thing to say, because he really and truly wants to say the right thing or do the right thing, and he doesn't know what the right thing is, but he really would love to do the right thing. You see him searching. And so when another human being, like your child, for example, sees that you are truly searching for the right thing to say, that you don't know what it is, but you want to do the right thing by them, and they see that, and even if you don't say anything, it communicates volumes. It communicates, you know what it communicates? It communicates love. In other words, you love the truth, and you love them more than your own ego, more than trying to impress them or get rid of them, more than trying to do something to them. You're searching for the right thing in the moment. It's a very beautiful thing. And when others see that, they're touched by it. So you've got to find your intuition. And then you've got to look to your intuition. That it's within. And it's not your imagination. Imagination is where you won't find God in imagination. You'll find the other guy, the guy with the horns. He communicates with you through your imagination. Well, you need to find your intuition. It's silent. It's wordless. Okay, it's the language the soul understands, and it's from God. So may I humbly request that you stay tuned and keep listening, because you might find to the answer that you've been looking for all of your life. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Life could be so beautiful and so sweet if you could learn to stop reacting to everything, and if you could learn to find your inner ground of good. Then from it you would be refreshed. It talks in the Bible about a time of refreshing. The time of refreshing. Have you ever noticed in the morning when you get up, look out, how everything is refreshed? Everything is fresh and clean and bright. Somehow things are refreshed after the night. Well, that's what you need. You need a time of refreshing from God. And God will send a time of refreshing. If you seek him with all your heart. Paul in the book of Romans writes, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." You know, you can do that every day. Renew your mind and become refreshed. Mind, body, and soul every day. How do you do that? Well, you retouch. You touch bases with your inner ground of good from God. And see, that is the beginning of the new life, of the rebirth, and of the rebirth of the human. To find a life of daily refreshment and daily renewal. to find a life of with endless patience, instead of becoming upset, instead of becoming angry, remaining patient and calm, and a life of insights and realizations and understanding, instead of looking in dusty books and searching the internet and looking to experts to tell you. Why would you need a middleman? Why do you need somebody with robes on? Why do you need someone with a bunch of degrees hanging upon the wall? Why do you need such a person to tell you how to be or to help you to communicate with God? See, we already have a middleman. Remember Christ once said, don't call anyone Father, because there's only one Father, your Father in heaven. And Christ is the middleman. He's the middleman. So you don't need anyone else. If you look to Mammon, if you look to other people, they only have feet of clay, see, and their answers. Their answers are a compensation, and all they do is distract you and keep you from the true answer, which is within, from God. So if you want to find God, you have to refine your intuition, what you wordlessly know in your heart. And from it then comes another life, a life of inbreathing, an inbreathing of the Spirit. And from the inbreathing of the Spirit, then it's like a breath of fresh air. It's refreshing. And you can sigh a sigh of relief. Then you can go forth with energy, the energy of love, to go about your business, be a mom or a dad or a husband or a wife or a neighbor, whatever you are, with the energy of love instead of the energy of anger, instead of tension and buildup. See, of tension, and then what? After all the tension, then what? Then you have to discharge it in anger or in fighting or drink alcohol or something. See, why not instead find a different life that is built upon responding to and breathing in good from God, from within. So that's what you must do. That's the life you must find. Okay? You have to transcend the animal life, the earthy life. And this higher life is from God. And if you find it, then He will be in charge of your development. Who's in charge of your development now? Well, it's the ones who themselves are lopsided and who have not found the spiritual life. They're the ones who try to impress you, who talk big, and talk loud, and talk cleverly. They're oh so clever with their words and with their degrees, and they quote scripture and they quote verses, and they're very clever. But remember, you don't need a middleman, other than Christ. He's the middleman. So find him within. Life could be so beautiful and so sweet if you could learn to stop reacting to everything. And if you could learn to find your inner ground of good, then from it you would be refreshed. It talks in the Bible about a time of refreshing. A time of refreshing. Have you ever noticed in the morning when you get up, look out, how everything is refreshed? Everything is fresh and clean and bright. Well, that's what you need. You need a time of refreshing from God. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, my books about relationships are very good. You see, relationships are very important. What did God care about? When you look at the Ten Commandments, and when you look at the Lord's Prayer, and when you see what Jesus said, he cared about relationships, about people, about loving people instead of hating them, about being honest with people instead of being phony with people, about not laying burdens upon other people. Okay? And so, it's very important. And the most important of all are those near to you. See, it's pointless. It's useless. It's nothing but a compensation, and it's phony to go out and try to help everyone else if you're not there for your kids or for your partner. And it's an injustice, and they see it. See, you're not there for your child, but you're there for somebody else. It's an injustice. So all you are is a temptation, tempting them to hate you. That's right. And when they hate you, then they're cut off from their inner ground of good. And then all they can do after that is compensate. Then they become like you. They have degrees on the wall, and they talk cleverly. And they stay on the surface of things. Who was it? Henry David Thoreau said, most people live lives of quiet desperation. But on the surface, they pretend everything is wonderful. And they try to fool you, but see, was it Abraham Lincoln who says you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time? Well, you can't fool God either. So that would not be a good idea to try to fool him. So begin. See, what you need is to find that inner ground of good and to start being more honest, okay? And start being patient. A lot of your problems now, a lot of your tensions and upsets and everything, it's all due to resentment. Resenting other people. See, what do you think when you resent someone? Can't you see how that causes conflict? Can't you see how you can't flow? You can't flow when you resent someone. And if you resent someone and then you try to make up for it, and you try to be nice, you're still flowing out of hate. See, you're not connected to the source. So you need to find the source where there is no hate. You need to find that source and flow from it. Okay, and until you find it, until a person finds that source, well, then things are not so good. And they wonder why. Because you see, with that source, remember I said it's a package deal. Not only do you get insight and understanding and patience, okay, not only do you get refreshing, but you also get insight and vision. See, you get a little bit of vision. So you can see, if you were to do this thing, everybody else is doing it. They're all saying, oh, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. They're all rushing to do that one thing or to say that one thing. They're all jumping on the bandwagon. But you can see that there's something wrong with it. So you demur. You hold back. You don't jump on the bandwagon. Well, then it makes you look a little different, doesn't it? Maybe you stick out like a sore thumb by not going along. Paul said, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, when everybody else is laughing at some naughty joke and you don't laugh at it, well, then what? Then they feel like they have egg on their face, and they don't like you because you make them uncomfortable. But who are you going to conform to? Are you going to conform to the world, or are you going to conform to what you know in your heart is right? See? It's that simple. So go now and find your inner source of good, and flow from it, and your life will change for the better. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Got stress? Try my easy meditation. Just go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and look for the easy meditation. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.SheddingShackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.